Welcome to the Draper at Home podcast. I'm Savannah, and today we'll be talking about color trends in residential interior design. Lori Garden, principal designer at Design Republic Interiors, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. Jenny Cortez, the director of business development, Phoenix Marketing Group, thank you for joining us.
Very excited to be here today. Thank you to everyone.
And Clint Childress, director of residential markets, Draper Inc. Thank you, Clint, for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's start with the color trends in residential living today. What are you seeing and how do they come into play with selections for interior shades?
Yeah, what I'm seeing as far as current color trends are mostly neutrals. People are choosing to go with kind of a neutral palette. And here and there, we might have some pops of color. So that's, you know, something we see out here in the mountain homes.
And you're in Bozeman, right?
I am, yeah. Yep, Bozeman, Montana. And I do a lot of the interior design for the homes in the Yellowstone Club. So it's kind of high-end private ski resort homes.
What are some of those pops of colors? What are those colors?
It's always different as far as the pops, but we see a lot of blue, maybe red. And then again, the neutrals are kind of the biggest going theme.
Yeah, I think it's always so demographic also, right? Depending on the region where they live, or I mean, a lot of homeowners already have an established kind of palette that they like. So it's so great for, you know, to see interior designers kind of put that storyline together in their interior design. Especially for Lori, I mean, I've seen some of her work. It's fantastic, very luxury, very high end, but also keeping it very simple. So those lines, you know, are very kind of more contemporary luxury, right, I would say. And so when I say about demographic and just kind of the outdoors, bringing the outdoors in. So where she's from, Montana, I mean, I would say that palette is much more, dimmed, maybe much more different hues of that red, like she said, or those blues. So that's really interesting for me, those pops of color, right? Keeping the beiges and, you know, those similar kind of palette together, but then bringing in those different sunset colors, right? So bringing in a little bit of the blues or the reds that you see, you know, in the outdoors. So bringing that in.
Sounds calming and relaxing.
Yes.
And from a window shade manufacturer, we have a lot of those neutral tones. That seems to be where most of the color palette is. However, we do have the ability to custom color fabrics as well. And so we've done that to match certain paint schemes, color types, add a little pop of color, as Lori was saying.
Well, let's hear about the different textures that you're using on current projects and what those may look like as we round out 2022 and then head into the new year.
I mean, I've seen a lot of different textures evolve here because I am in South Florida. So given, I have the palm trees, I have the sand, I have the ocean, I have the white, beautiful skies. We see a lot of those different textures in the accessories. When we talk about shades and we talk about all the interiors, how that pairs together, I love how Draper puts that together. I mean, right now we're seeing a new collection, which is the Flex Style. And I mean, I'm very, very passionate about this because now those finishes pair very well with the interior furniture. So now it just completes that storyline again. You know, Draper does a wonderful job. They've been around for a long time, since the 1900s, right? So 1902, right, to be exact. But when we talk about, you know, these different textures, so bringing again the outdoors in and just being present with those different styles and finishes, I think is it just keeps everything very fresh and smooth, at least here in South Florida.
As Jimmy was saying, the textures, when we get into our shading systems, we're really enhancing as best we can what that view is outside, right? We're controlling the heat and glare coming in, but we want to make sure that that view out, that that view that the customer has through their glass is not obstructed. And we want to basically be as minimalistic as possible, both in the selection of the material, but also in our new FlexStyle bracket system. It's fairly minimalistic, so it hides in with the decor. We're not trying to create an overpowering shading system when it comes to the decor of the room, but something that's rather minimalistic, fits in, allows all that natural view out, those natural textures that are created within the space to be the ones that flourish.
Being, again, in the mountain areas, you know, our views are amazing. So with a lot of the homes that I do in the mountain area, like Clint said, we want to, you know, keep those views special and visible. So I provide mostly layers. And so we'll do, you know, black solar shade, and then we'll apply drapery as our secondary layer. So you have the option of, you know, having the drapes fully open and still having some protection from the sun into the home, and then you have the views going out. So providing layers to, you know, give you the option of what you're going for. So as far as privacy or openness.
To add to that point of selecting the darker shade, right? That's actually a perfect solution, Lori. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because the black actually allows you to see out. So you see actually everything is much more clearer than selecting the lighter palette of shades. Yeah.
Thank you. Now we're going to move on to the next one. Let's talk a little bit about color forecasting, what it is and why is it important?
I think depending on what designers are producing and giving their clients, it's, you know, seen on social media these days. And so depending on what the majority of designers are, you know, providing to their clients, I think that creates some sort of forecast, right? So if clients are, you know, maybe requesting a lot of color at one point, that could be seen as maybe a forecast into the future. So I don't know. I think it's dependent on the fashion industry as well. There's a lot of takes and
a lot of variables.
Yeah, right.
I always say when there's, because at least as far as the shading is concerned and all the different, you know, colors, textures that she has to go through to create the space, right? So there's some that are just the stand, you know, they're, how would you say, by default, they have to already start with, right? Which is paint. So, you know, I would pair back to what is one of the, you know, much more relevant colors right now that are going for, you know, now we're starting fall, but as far as paint is concerned, right? So maybe some hues of, I think I've seen a lot of different greens. And then, you know, obviously, like you said, also in that palette of maybe beiges. So maybe you can, you know, you can go through a little bit more on that, or how you're, you know, how you start off at least with that standard color palette that you need to have in the walls, Lori.
Yeah. I mean, with my business, I try to push in some ways a timeless look. So I focus on, you know, pushing these neutral colors on the bulk of the spaces and then bringing in these pops, which could be those, right? What are those trends happening, you know, during those times? And that's what we'll bring in those pops of colors that way. But the majority of the home, I try to keep neutral. That way, you know, it remains timeless. And as these trends change, you can change these smaller pops, right? These smaller areas of color and keep with the trends if that's what you'd like to do. So again, starting with a neutral palette on the walls and windows, and then moving into these smaller areas, right?
One thing we've noticed too is more of the matte type of finishes on our hardware, less of the higher gloss finishes, going to more of the more muted tones and then darker tones, especially for outdoor shading. We've noticed a lot more of our outdoor shadings having the charcoal bronzes, the blacks being selected over the more of the lighter beiges. We have noticed a trend in that direction for a lot of the outdoor shading in particular that we do.
And then in terms of what we are seeing now in these trends, what solutions can Phoenix and Draper offer to help people follow those trends?
Well, I think what we at Draper are trying to do is always offer a broad range of fabric selections where you have multiple different types of fabrics, different openness factors, weave types, colors. So we want to make sure that we are always keeping a broad offering so you're not just given four or five different selection points. Also, our ability to provide custom colors is fairly unique, and so therefore the color palette is fairly limitless. And then on the hardware type side of things, we're staying with those more neutral tones, but we do go into the darker tones as well. And we do have the ability to do some custom powder coat colors as well. So once again, you have a broad range. We want to make sure that if you want more of a neutral color tone, a darker tone, or if you want that splash of color, the options are limitless when it comes to selecting the shape, fabric, material, or the hardware.
Yeah, so here being at Phoenix Marketing Group, we're engaged with our designers, the design community, really on a continuous basis. We're there with them from the start to the finish. So we're, we're very excited to pair up with them to create that value add resource for them and keep them up to date with the latest products, the latest fabric selections, help support them with their specifications, the details, and even connect them with those dedicated custom integrators for those installations, right? And we're seeing actually right now, it's been the residential market has grown so much and very excited about that. But even in the homeowner side, as far as the renovations are concerned, we've seen the majority of homeowners renovating their homes this year up to 55%. So the living room area, the home office area have been the main areas where homeowners are spending more of their time now. Designers now are being tasked to create more inviting, multifunctional, flexible spaces for their families to entertain. So that's why this is just such a great, call with us, with all of us here, especially with our designers, to help them and make sure that we're, we're seeing present with them.
Yeah, and I think I'll add to that. It's feedback from people that are in the field every day, such as Jenny's group, giving us that feedback on what people are looking for. That's helped us design new product and incorporate those colors, such as the Flex Style system that we came out with. We have 9 selections of color right off the bat. And a lot of that comes from feedback of what do the customers want? What are they trying to achieve in their decor? And how can we be the best manufacturer and best supplier to the needs of those that are consuming the product, using those products in the field? I don't have anything on colors in particular to add. I think there's one thing to expand off the color palette. Just let that interior and exterior are two different realms as we see them when it comes to product selection. And so therefore there might be a different color palette that someone designs the exterior of the home with versus the interior of the home. And so therefore those fabrics for the interior, exterior can be custom colored. We have different weave types, different openness factors, different material selections. So that way you can address the interior aesthetics and the exterior aesthetics or enhance those aesthetics with the appropriate selection of materials in the shading systems.
Good point, because we did focus a lot on interior, but there is also exterior to consider.
Yeah, I mean, interior designers, I mean, I love the community. I love definitely working with them and from start to finish, like I said. And the specifiers have such a great opportunity to be in front of their clients and really tell them all about what is offered today. And that's why it's so important to stay, you know, close with us and obviously, you know, communicate, you know, these projects with us. So we're always very excited, very, you know, supportive, you know, what we've done here. But also for the outdoors, just another note to understand, when you do the outdoors, you're adding livable spaces to a home, meaning that value is an actual in the monetary sense. If ever they, you know, homeowner was to sell that home, I mean, you're increasing the value right then and there. So with Draper having these amazing offerings of outdoor shades and bringing really the outside in also, and just extending that livable space, it's such an opportunity for designers to really get creative, to really, you know, work with Draper and us. So I'm very excited.
Well, it sounds exciting. I can't wait to check out some more photos.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to say thank you, Lori and Jenny and Clint, for joining us today. We appreciate it. Heading into 2023, so I'm going to watch for those pops of colors. Just quickly before we wrap this up, gray was big, and now we're moving into more neutral tones out of the gray. Is that kind of what I'm getting?
Yeah, people are getting tired of grays. So I would say, you know, creams, taupes, some browns even. You know, we don't do a ton of white out here, but just a slight soft white, right? So that softer tones, yeah.
Good to know. I've got a remodel in my future, so good to know. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more, you can log on to DraperInc.com.